This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Really is where we're at.
These
it's
are
a different
like
category.
Low tier. Drew and I were actually talking about Cincinnati. He's like, I was like, hey, I'm just curious. What do you like about what they did? And he mentioned like a guard. I was like, and then he's like, well, they're waiting on this other guard to see if he wants to retire. I'm like, okay, I see what level of free agency we're at, just generally speaking.
Yeah.
Waiting to find out if a player is going to retire. Is that your point? the depths, the doldrums.
Yeah. And so you think about how everybody that's chasing the Chiefs still have done, and USA Today did some power rankings after free agency and where everybody was at. CBS Sports did their where the Chiefs rank in the AFC after the first and second wave of free agency. The one that stood out was from USA Today just because they had the Chiefs now fifth. With their rankings, they were second, if you're wondering, before free agency began. So in their mind, here's what they said. Quote, they found a way to keep right guard Trey Smith, linebacker Nick Bolton, wide receiver Hollywood Brown and Kareem. They should get wide receiver Rashee Rice back, but some key players departed, namely all-pro guard Joe Tooney and the left side of an O-line that utterly collapsed in the Super Bowl loss currently seems as suspect as ever. That was their logic for why they slipped back to fifth. And I'll be honest, it's hard to really be all that upset about the Chiefs being fifth in the power rankings because it is still an unknown at their biggest weakness. Why I like the Jalen Moore signing. We've discussed that.
We don't know for sure. We also liked the Kingsley pick.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think they did as well as they could have knowing that Ronnie Stanley never hit the open market. Right. If you consider the other options and the money and the draft, what we think the draft is going to be, I think they did as well as they could. But I think it's fair. If you're telling me a team's starting left tackle is a question mark, I think it's more than fair to have that team fifth in your power rankings. And we can, if you're wondering, we can go through one through four. You can probably guess the teams that are in front of them. But
the Eagles?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are one of them. That is correct, Cody. The Eagles would be one of the teams that are in front of the Chiefs when it comes to their power rankings. They were number one. The Bills were two. The Ravens were three. The Rams were four. Now, you might take issue about the Bills being higher. I guess that's where I ask
the question is, like, if I look at the Bills and the Ravens offseason, I actually think they caught up less or closed less of a gap against the Chiefs than some of the other teams. Like, I think the Chargers did a better job closing the gap, or the Broncos did a better job closing the gap than where they were. Look, maybe that doesn't put them
they're
up
not top
to,
five, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that doesn't make them the Bills or make them the Ravens, but they've done a better job closing the gap than either the Bills or the Ravens, in my opinion. And look, there is still a gap. They continue to beat these teams in the playoffs. They've beaten now in three consecutive years the Bengals, the Bills, and the Ravens in the postseason. The three teams that have chased them the most over this last four-year run. And so I guess I don't look at what the Bills did. I'm like, how's that any better than what the Chiefs did? Their offensive line is about the same, which was really good. Their defense is about the same, which was pretty good. And like, yeah, did they get a little bit better? Maybe a pass rush with Khalil Mack instead of Von Miller feels like mostly a wash for me.
I think
one aging pass rusher for another. Like, I don't see major moves other than now. I feel like the Ravens have an absolute steal with Derrick Henry based on the price tag of some other running backs. Like, they all feel like those three teams feel like they're on the same level.
So two things with it. One, some of this still is a carryover from last year where multiple national publications heading into the playoffs thought the Bills and the Ravens were better, right? So that some of this is a carryover.
I remember somebody trying to say the Ravens were better even after they lost to the Bills and didn't even play the Chiefs.
We played the audio. Steve Fezzik. We played the audio. And he was like, hey, despite my metrics being wrong, I'm still digging my heels in further. And I'm, you know, basically is what he said. So some of it is that. I think a lot of people outside of Kansas City, and I think it's a fair criticism here, even in Kansas City, the Chiefs are banking on a lot of the same pieces on a team that went 15-2, by the way, but banking on a lot of the same pieces bouncing back, right?
Like if you say like Mac, Joey Bosa, but like him and Palmer, it's like,
Your free agency class, other than Jalen Moore, the Chiefs brought in the same guys. And we like the Christian Fulton signing as well. But you know what I'm saying? I think from the outside, they say, okay, you brought back Hollywood Brown and Nick Bolton and Trey Smith. Okay. And, you know, I think that's where people nationally are really looking. And if you are the Chiefs, they have clearly showed through their free agency actions. And I'm not saying it won't work. They have said, hey, we never had Worthy, Rice, and Brown on the field at the same time. We think that is going to be a huge boost right away, like adding a whole new offensive of receiver core room. You know, we haven't had that there. You know, you and I were critical. I wouldn't have brought back Kareem Hunt, but they chose to do that. As long as they still draft an explosive running back, I'm not going to hate it. You know, Pacheco will be healthy.
I do reserve the right to hate it if they do not draft a running back. I just want to make it clear. I reserve the right to hate it later.
But I think that's why it's easy. And I get it from the outside. You're like, well, they didn't change anything with the team. They think they found maybe a solution to left tackle, but they didn't change anything. But I also get the logic on the Chiefs end, which is, that wide receiver room is like, if you can have post-suspension, if he gets suspended, Rice and Worthy and Brown on the field at the same time, that is a very impressive wide receiver room if you stack it up against other AFC counterparts.
Yeah, that's an improvement. That counts as an improvement. The idea that all three of those players would be on the field at the same time with an upgraded left guard. I mean, again, look at what the other moves they made were. Like right now, the two biggest moves for the Buffalo Bills are Josh Palmer, which they needed a little wide receiver depth, so that helps, and Joey Bosa. You and I both agree. Aging hurt pass rusher for aging hurt pass rusher doesn't feel like it moves the needle that much. Hell, one of the Ravens' biggest moves was signing DeAndre Hopkins. No offense. Didn't make a huge effect on the Chiefs' offensive ability. Did it help a little? Sure. A ton? No.
What do you think the Ravens are expecting Hopkins to be? Because if they just wanted to be their
500-yard receiver,
they think he's their four, well then, yeah, there's no problem with it. If they're expecting him to elevate and be like their two, then that's quite a bit. Because they have Zay Flowers, of course, and then I think Bateman's back, and I believe he's still there.
Yeah, but, Rashad Bateman.
So I guess in that scenario, Hopkins as your three? Okay.
Like, the way I view it, and this must be, like, if you're making this list and you have those two teams ahead, you just thought they were always ahead, and that's the case.
Probably.
But, like, just on paper, if they went from horrendously bad left tackle play to mediocre left tackle play, massive upgrade, and if they go from a wide receiver unit last year that did not have, for any stretch of time, no Rashee Rice at all, and no Hollywood Brown at all, essentially the entire year. And instead, you get Xavier Worthy and those two on a football field at the same time. That's more improvement than any other team in the AFC has made.
Yeah, you're rolling the dice a little bit, but yes, 100%. I mean, that is clearly, I mean, we said it when the first wave
of
free agency.
They still were 15-2 and went to the Super Bowl. Yeah. So, like, it weren't like they were bad.
We said it when the first wave of free agency was going on. The Chiefs clearly are going with the plan of, we just think we never got to see what they thought. And if it fails again, and I say fails as in they struggle on offense, not the win total. They didn't fail last year. The only standard they're held to, of course, is Super Bowl nowadays. So I guess they failed by that mark. But they weren't a bad football team. They made the Super Bowl and won 15 games. But they are banking on the wide receiver room. The only reason why the offense stunk last year at times was because they didn't have the wide receivers they thought they had. and their left tackle gave them no chance. And they're saying, we think that we brought in a tackle that can give us adequate play, and we think that our wide receiver room was totally fine. We just didn't have them available, and they're banking on them being available. That's the dice roll they're taking heading into the 2025 season.
It's not crazy dice roll. Obviously, the biggest part of that problem right now is Rashee Rice's potential suspension more than anything else probably at this point, because typically a player is not going to get hurt 2 years in a row. He was not an injured player in college. Worthy was not an injured player in college. Hollywood Brown on the other end, I mean, he is injury prone. So, like, counting on him for a full 17-game slate feels like, but also, it always points out, like, it's easier to keep someone healthy if they're not the bell cow. He was the number one wide receiver there for a stretch in Baltimore. And, you know, like, sometimes it's easier to keep a guy healthy if they're not having to, like, be the guy who plays all the time. And we'll just kind of see based on that end. But, yeah, I still think, you know, like, they want to put those two teams ahead. The only logic for me in doing that is if you had them ahead at the end of the season, which is always hard to quantify because they won more games, went further in the playoffs, and in my opinion, just based on, like, what we think will be the additions, have done more.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.